No hot takes, no arguments, no nonsense. This is the home of Maine's best guest list, live from Bangor, downtown with Rich Kimball.
And welcome into hour two of our special Downtown Remembers Nielsen. We begin this hour with a song from the motion picture Son of Dracula that starred Nielsen and Ringo and features Peter Frampton and George Harrison. This is Daybreak.
Here comes the daylight, it's making me sad. Here comes the sunlight, making me sad. Had a good time last night, best I ever had. Here comes the sunshine, it's making me sad. So sad, so sad, so sad, so sad.
1974, that became the last top 40 hit for Nielsen. The film itself, considered by many to be one of the worst ever made. And it showed a pattern for Harry Nilsson in the mid-1970s of, well, doing his own thing. At the height of his success, following Nielsen Schmilson, it might have made sense and been natural for Harry to head out on a big concert tour. But with few notable exceptions, he rarely performed live. We asked producer David Leaf why.
I think Danny Hutton says it best. Danny Hutton, of course, who was the founder and one of the three lead vocalists of Three Dog Night, knew Harry very well. Of course, Three Dog Night had a massive hit with Harry's song One. He seemed to indicate that Harry had had a very bad experience performing live early on and didn't want to do it again. And because he didn't have to, he didn't. For the most part, live performing is what you do when you're starting out, because it's the only way you can get people to hear your music. Mm. And Harry was discovered early on. He was working in a bank and writing songs, and all of a sudden he had deals and albums and hits. He didn't have to go that route, and so he chose not to. More disturbingly, I think it's one of the reasons that he kind of was MIA, that came up with the title Who Was Harry Nilsson, because he didn't have a very public footprint. People didn't say, oh my God, remember the time we saw Harry Nilsson? When? There's none of that.
The next few years were challenging ones for Nilsson. His partying and changing audience tastes combined to limit chart success. An ill-fated pairing with friend and drinking buddy John Lennon led to the album Pussycats, but also caused Nilsson to blow out his vocal cords. You can even hear it happen on this cover of Jimmy Cliff's Many Rivers to Cross.
Thank you.
from the Pussycats album produced by John Lennon. That's Nielsen and Many Rivers to Cross. 70s were a tough period indeed for Harry, but as biographer Alan Shipton recalls, there was still some good music being made.
So in the second half of the 70s, he was every bit as productive as he had been for the years leading up to, as you say, that infamous Pussycat session with John Lennon. But two things about that. I mean, the first thing is that they did rescue a lot of the music on those sessions. The original recordings made in Los Angeles in 1974 didn't quite work out. But when they moved back to New York, Nielsen re-recorded a lot of the vocals, and the voice that had been incredibly damaged by his rock and roll lifestyle to some extent came back. And then what you hear in the albums that follow on from that, Do It on Monday, Sandman, That's the Way It Is, and then finally Nielsen with so many K's, N's, L's and S's that it's hard to spell on air. And those albums all have something about them that shows that the experimentation, the creativity was going on, but also that that golden voice very largely came back during the second part of the 70s.
David Leaf, who produced the Nielsen documentary, has a theory that because music came easy for Harry, he didn't think it was all that worthwhile.
I find myself as kind of a very amateur psychologist in whether I'm writing a book about somebody or making a documentary about them. And Harry seemed to regard his talent as it was so easy for him that he didn't value it, and he seemed to waste it and discard it and destroy it without too much thought.
When we come back, Harry Nielsen finds a late career brother-in-arms in producer-arranger Van Dyke Parks.
He sought anonymity, as I did, too. We were very close that way.
At Quirk Motor City, you get a huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles priced to fit any budget. Plus, the Quirk Motor City pre-owned difference, with a limited warranty that's three times longer than the average dealer's pre-owned warranty. Free main state inspections for the life of the vehicle, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and Quirk Motor City's certified pre-owned 118-point inspection. It's your quality pre-owned car. Find it at Quirk Motor City in Bangor, Belfast, Augusta, and Portland. View our pre-owned inventory online at quirkauto.com.
Biking season is here, and the only way to be sure that you're road or trail ready is to bring your bike to Slipping Gears Cycling, Bangor's only full-time cycling sales and service experts. At 753 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, before prime riding season slips away. Slipping Gears Cycling, 753 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, Bangor's best full-service bike shop. Outstanding service, huge stock. Like them on Facebook for updates, shop in person, and online at slippinggears.com.
Penobscot Theater presents She Was Murdered, Bangor's premiere of the longest-running play in American theater history.
There's blood everywhere!
A hilarious whodunit set at a hairstyling salon.
Sane people don't go around jabbing scissors into other people's throats.
Sheer madness. You spot the clues, question the suspects, and solve the mystery.
Okay, people, time for you to vote.
Sheer madness.
But I don't think any of us did it.
June 14th through July 8th at Bangor's Historic Opera House. Tickets at 942-3333 and PenobscotTheater.org.
I'm innocent, I tell ya.
Hi, this is Eric.
And Christine.
From the Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, inviting you to come in and shop our carefully cultivated selection of fine wine, craft beer, meads, and ciders, and experience what has made Bangor Wine a fixture of Bangor's downtown for over 15 years.
Taste our delicious new Tavolo specialty oils and vinegars, artisan cheeses, cured meats, and crusty baguettes.
Bangor Wine and Cheese offers the service and knowledge to help anyone from the seasoned buyer to the nervous newcomer.
Bangor Wine and Cheese, family owned and operated since 2000, is located at 86 Hammond Street in the heart of downtown Bangor.
Drink, eat, live better.
Darkness at the close of day.
when all I think about is you.
We're back as Downtown remembers Nielsen. During the mid-1970s, Nielsen got together with producer-arranger Van Dyke Parks. And Alan Shipton says that collaboration proved to be a fruitful one for both of the talented artists.
The thing about Van Dyke and Nielsen was that Nielsen came along at a moment in Van Dyke's life when he was not having a run of particularly good luck. He'd been involved in doing a Beach Boys album, which was Stillborn and didn't happen at the time. And the invitation to work with Nielsen on Do It On Monday happened at just the moment that Van Dyke needed to work with somebody, and he consequently became the musical director for the next four albums, which was just a fantastic break for him. And he was exactly the person that Harry needed to realize ideas that were sometimes just scribbled on a matchbook in a bar, sometimes, and I've seen all these notes, I mean, his ideas were cogent, but they were cogent in his head and not always expressed very well on paper. And Van Dyke had the, not too strong a word to say, genius to bring out these ideas from Harry and realize them with a group of very loyal and professional musicians and make very much of the characteristic sound of those last albums. So it was a great partnership.
Van Dyke Parks says he and Harry shared a similar approach and both found solace in the studio.
It's funny. Harry was unknown to his own generation of record buyers, but that was through his own design. He sought anonymity, as I did, too. We were very close that way. We both enjoyed hiding and hiding in the studio. The recording studio was so fascinating during the 60s and 70s. The technology just continued to thunder ahead. It opened so many possibilities of beautiful experimentation. So Harry was out of the public eye.
In 1980, Harry wrote the score for the Robert Altman film Popeye, starring Robin Williams, and that included Blow Me Down.
In the morning air, there's a mustard bell, blow me down. It's the wind and air, trying to double delta, blow me down, blow me down.
From the soundtrack of Popeye, that's Blow Me Down. By 1981, Harry was devoting most of his energy to campaigning for gun laws, following the murder in the previous December of his friend John Lennon. Harry had also begun to back off some of his wild ways, following his marriage to the love of his life, Una O'Keefe, with whom he would spend his happiest years as father to six kids. Una and the family were instrumental in helping biographer Alan Shipton.
I've had fantastic support from the family, and I have to say all of them have been remarkably helpful in putting this together. I have to single out, as well as Una, who's been a wonderful butt of all my questions. I mean, keep firing off questions or kept sending her questions all the way through this, and she unfailingly provided me with very detailed answers, which was terrific. But her son Keith, who's the middle child of the six children that they had together, Keith is also a musician, very involved in his father's legacy, and he was brilliant both at helping me work my way through boxes and boxes of papers, which, frankly, the family was so upset when Nielsen died that very few people had looked at these after his death, and Keith made it his business to do that and help me through. But also, he had listened to hours and hours of Harry's private recordings and was able to point me to some of the most interesting material. Now, on the many CD, 17-CD RCA set that's just come out of Nielsen's recordings, there are some of his collaborations with Dr. John, wonderful two guys getting together and just creating around a piano. But Keith was kind enough to let me to hear all that material and many others. So I've had a little insight into the creative juices that flow around Nielsen all the time.
Son Keith, a musician himself, says he's glad the music survives, but wishes he'd had more time with his dad.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But, yeah, you know, and the kind of frustrating thing about it is that, you know, he left behind a lot of music, and that's great. That's not frustrating, but it's that there's a lot of everything else, you know. There's not that many, of anything else. You know, the music is pretty much it. Like that's his legacy. That's what he left behind. And when it comes to, you know, who he was, you know, you talk to people he knew, or maybe you find something that was written down and you read that or whatever.
Up next, Harry Nielsen gets upstaged in death by an earthquake.
I mean no disrespect by this, and I know that he would get a laugh out of it, but he should have died on a slower news day.
Do we ever agree on anything?
We both like the Bangor Mall Cinema 10.
The cozy stadium seating.
I like the bargain prices for all shows on Tuesday.
Hot buttered popcorn and candy.
The Dolby and digital surround sound is perfect.
I think I'll have a birthday party there for the kids.
I've got two tickets.
I hope one of them's for me.
So we can check out that action movie.
No, romance. Comedy.
At Bangor Mall Cinema 10 at 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Call 942-1303 or visit online at yourneighborhoodtheater.com.
Hey, Rex, Fiona, the mail's here.
I was supposed to fetch that. My bad.
Any cardboard boxes today?
More fan letters. Dear Green Acres Kennel Shop, thank you for boarding our dog and cat while we were away. It's easy to see why you've been voted the Bangor region's best kennel every year since 2002.
That's 1906 in dog years.
She goes on to ask, why do cats play with yarn?
Because we can't knit.
Here's another. Dear Green Acres Kennel Shop, your dog groomer is the best. Louie never looked or felt better. Why does Louie turn around three times before he lies down?
Because dogs can't count to four.
Here's one. Dear Green Acres Kennel Shop, do dogs like to go to obedience school?
They do when it's at Green Acres Kennel Shop. We were voted one of the top 30 dog trainers in all of New England. Private and group training classes are available. We make you and your dog best friends for life.
How do you think we learned how to talk?
Green Acres Kennel Shop, voted one of the top 10 kennels in New England. 1653 Union Street, Bangor, greenacreskennel.com, and on Facebook. Your dog may not actually talk. Woof.
We love Green Acres Kennel Shop, a home away from home. Woof, woof.
We may not be the biggest, but we're definitely the best. Here at Tim's Plumbing, we know that when a plumbing issue pops up, you need it fixed. And not just fixed fast, but fixed right. That's been our mission from day one. The master licensed technicians here at Tim's Plumbing specialize in installations, repiping, and service repair. We do new construction as well. And we're so focused on customer satisfaction that 100% of Tim's Plumbing customers become repeat customers. Here at Tim's Plumbing, we replace and repair water heaters, install and repair well pumps. We even do kitchen and bath remodeling. Keep our numbers handy. You can call us at 735-4969 or 327-1620. Those numbers again, 735-4969 or 327-1620. You can also learn more about the many services we offer by liking us on Facebook or by clicking your way to timsplumbingmaine.com. That's timsplumbingmaine.com. At Tim's Plumbing, service is our specialty.
We're back on Downtown Salute to Harry Nilsson with another Nilsson Van Dyke Parks collaboration.
This did late Christmas, but have one anyway. While I'm on the subject, baby, have a happy birthday. How's your father? How's your mom? Don't it make you itch a little? You know they got the bomb.
One of Harry Nilsson's last recording sessions came in 1991 when he was invited by director Terry Gilliam to travel to London for a recording session for his film The Fisher King, starring Robin Williams and Jeff Bridges. Nilsson turned in a memorable performance of a song first performed by Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney in the 1941 film Babes on Broadway. Here's Nilsson, How About You?
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Show when all the lights are low, may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
Nilsson suffered a massive heart attack in February of 1993 in the midst of fighting to make sure his family would be taken care of after his manager had stolen much of his earnings. He worked in his final year on curating a boxed set of his work and licensing songs for commercial use. The last time he saw his close friend Jimmy Webb, Harry sat with him in his car and played several songs, likely from the 3-CD set he was trying to convince the record company to release.
I think that's a very poignant anecdote from Jimmy, but there's a hidden subtext there which is sort of made evident in the book, but you have to dig a little deeper than the surface to find it. And that's the fact that in the last weeks of his life, though Harry obviously wasn't aware that they were the last weeks of his life, he was arguing with his record company about the idea that the Personal Best collection, which came out within days of his death, should have been three CDs of material, not two, as it ended up being. I am pretty sure that what he played to Jimmy in the car, and Jimmy's corroborated this when I've talked to him about it, was the full three CDs that Nielsen had hoped would be the summary of his career at that time. So what Jimmy got was, in a way, both what the world were to get in an edited two CD set, Personal Best, which came out in 1994, but with Harry's own additions to that, so that uniquely, really, Jimmy saw through the window of Nielsen's own perception what he thought his greatest recordings were.
Harry Nielsen died of a heart attack in January of 1994, the very same day that Southern California was hit by a massive earthquake. Friend Jimmy Webb said that timing was something Harry probably would have appreciated.
Harry was a very humorous guy, and so I mean no disrespect by this, and I know that he would get a laugh out of it, but he should have died on a slower news day.
That's right. Timed it up with an earthquake.
Harry died, I remember it very well because I was sort of there on the scene. It was in L.A. I was playing the Roxy on, I think it was Friday night. I didn't hear from him on Saturday. We talked almost every day. And Sunday morning, I found out that he'd passed. And then early Monday morning, I guess it must have been around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, was the Northridge quake, which was a devastating earthquake. This was a biblical event. And so all the newspapers were covered with this destruction, and rightfully so. You know, people were hurt, and things were happening. And Harry's funeral was on a Tuesday, and we were all there. George Harrison was there. Van Dyke was there. Mickey and Jimmy Keltner, and we were all there. Somehow or other, it seems almost as though it escaped the notice of the media that this fantastic talent, this, you know, this guy who was lauded by the Beatles as my favorite, our favorite band, unquote, and his friendship with John Lennon and some of the wonderful things that he did were kind of swept under the rug.
When we come back, the legacy of Harry Nielsen as Downtown remembers Nielsen.
The creator of two songs which will stand as universal Grammy-winning hits forever.
Spring's the time for everything new, fresh, innovative. Time for the brand-new, all-redesigned Ram 1500 at Hartley's.
The 2019 Ram 1500 is awesome, with more everything, more storage,
more performance,
more technology,
more efficiency,
and more leather.
In the new Ram 1500, there's safety all around you. It's the strongest Ram ever, capable, built to serve, rugged,
and refined.
Start your own rebellion. Get yourself a Ram 1500 at Hartley's.
Don't miss the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, an all-new version of a true icon at Hartley's.
Diesel power, hybridization, and full-wheel, all-wheel driver options. Wrangler is legendary for sport, fun, and work. The incredible 2018 is the most accommodating and comfortable Wrangler yet.
The new Ram 1500 and the all-new 2018 design Jeep Wrangler. Check them out at Hartley's.
The best deals on new Ram 1500s and 2019 Jeep Wranglers aren't in the city. They're in the country. Hartley's Country in Newport, hartleyscountry.com.
Dunnett's Appliance and Mattress has been family-owned and operated since 1948, selling all major brands of appliances. Stop in at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor, and find out about the Dunnett's Advantage. At Dunnett's, they'll price match any local competitor, and they also offer special financing options. Of course, Dunnett's services what they sell with their own parts and service department, and they offer free delivery to most areas. Come on into Dunnett's, 63 Washington Street in Bangor, and see the difference you get with a local, family-owned and operated business. Dunnett's has done it again.
When it comes to your health, early detection is the best protection. That's why the St. Joseph Regional Breast Care Center provides 3D mammography to offer better answers and greater peace of mind. identifying problem areas that a standard mammogram might miss. It provides precise images for all women, including those with dense breast tissue. Call 907-1682 to schedule your 3D mammogram at the St. Joseph Regional Breast Care Center. 3D, providing peace of mind for you, your family, and your loved ones.
Angelo's Pizzeria has locations in both Bangor and in Hamden, and they're your home for the best pizza, homemade pasta, and Italian takeout. Angelo's Pizzeria, located on Hammond Street in Bangor and Main Road South in Hamden, features a menu that also includes seafood, sandwiches, wraps, and salads. That means there's sure to be something for every member of the family. Stop into Angelo's Pizzeria, Hammond Street, Bangor, Main Road South in Hamden.
Penobscot Theater presents She Was Murdered, Bangor's premiere of the longest-running play in American theater history.
There's blood everywhere!
A hilarious whodunit set at a hairstyling salon.
Same people don't go around jabbing scissors into other people's throats.
Sheer madness. You spot the clues, question the suspects, and solve the mystery.
Okay, people, time for you to vote.
Sheer madness.
But I don't think any of us did it.
June 14th through July 8th at Bangor's Historic Opera House. Tickets at 942-3333 and PenobscotTheater.org.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Harry Nilsson has been gone for nearly a quarter of a century, but he continues to gain new fans. The documentary, Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him?, was released in 2006, and writer Alan Shipton published his extensive biography in 2013. Shipton explains how he thinks Nilsson should be remembered.
I think we have to look at him as three things. The creator of two songs which will stand as universal Grammy-winning hits forever, and that's Without You and Everybody's Talking, the two songs you alluded to at the beginning, which he didn't write, a golden voice and an extraordinary interpreter of other people's songs. Secondly, as the writer of a number of songs, Without Her, Daddy's Song, and several others which were sung by people like the Monkees and everybody else, that became a core of music from the 70s through to the 80s and even in new versions this very century. And then finally, somebody who completely wouldn't accept the technology of the time as a limit. So many of the techniques that are now taken as everyday, double tracking, multi-tracking in studios, the ideas of bringing in all sorts of different instruments, Nilsson was pushing at the boundaries of technology. And I think a lot of the experiments that have led to today's recording we owe to Harry not accepting no for an answer from the people who ran studios in the 70s.
Nilsson's efforts to license his songs for films and television have paid off tremendously. Over 163 soundtrack credits on IMDb, and this song alone, Jump Into the Fire, has appeared in over a dozen films and television shows. Documentary producer David Leaf is glad that people continue to find their way to Nielsen's music.
Well, there's no question that people keep discovering his music, and I'm forgetting the name of one of his latter songs that has shown up in a commercial, and I don't know whether it's for banking or an investment company. It's so odd that they've picked this unbelievably not melodic song where he's kind of screaming, almost primal screaming, and there he is in the middle of primetime television. And that's the great thing about real art is that it survives everything. And Harry was most definitely a great artist who went his own way almost all the time. And I guess to because he loved puns, you might say, so what's the point of all of this? And of course the point was his masterpiece that really has been handed down kind of from parent to child, generation after generation.
Nielsen remains beloved by fans, but underappreciated by many. Actor Curtis Armstrong has worked to get Harry inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he says the love of Nielsen's loyal fans is far more important in the end.
You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for exactly that reason, has long had sort of a checkered reputation because there are a lot of people who should be in the Hall of Fame that are not. I mean, even when you get down to someone like Paul McCartney, who is in there now, but it was sort of appalling how long it took them to finally get around to putting him in. So you do have to question sometimes where their priorities are. And I would love to see him in it because I think he deserves to be in it, but by the same token, there are so many people who love his music, and I value it so much. If he gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter that much. He gave us an enormous body of work, and, I'm very grateful.
That's actor Curtis Armstrong. One of Harry's closest friends, songwriter Jimmy Webb, says that he wishes more people knew about Nielsen's music.
Unfortunately, he doesn't have the place that I think he deserves in the cultural texture of our country. Great, great composer. I mean, when you think of things like The Lime and the Coconut, and One is the Loneliest Number That You'll Ever Do, and some of the things that he wrote, because his writing is not as famous as maybe Without You, which was written by Badfinger. He really deserves a little more attention than he's gotten as a completely unique American product, and probably the best singer of our generation.
And how does Nielsen friend Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees choose to remember Harry?
You know, I don't use the word genius often. It's overused, I think. But I would say that of all the people and entertainers or just people that I've known over the course of my life, I think is certifiable a genius. You know, he was an incredible intellect. He was an amazing singer-songwriter, of course, and a great guy. He was a force to be reckoned with, Harry. You know, he didn't suffer fools. And he attracted to him, the most incredible people in the entertainment industry. I mean, including, the Beatles, who, he was as close to being the fifth Beatle as I suppose anybody could get. And a dear friend.
Nearly 25 years after his death, his fans remain loyal, and new fans discover the work of this supremely gifted songwriter and singer, Nielsen's son, Keith.
That's the blessing, is the fact that he's left behind such a book of music that consistently seems to find, new audiences here and there, and particularly when he never toured and when he never performed. So the fact that, like, the music itself can keep having legs, I think really, you know, I don't want to say it validates something, but it does. It's demonstrating something nonetheless that he did it and he did it his own way. And the thing I always think is that he's like a musician's musician or a songwriter's songwriter. So when young musicians kind of discover him, and they always have to discover him because he's not always a household name, but they do discover him. You know, they'll be a Beatles fan or whatever, or a Beach Boys fan or whatever, and they'll discover, oh, this Harry Nilsson guy. I feel like it always makes it feel more personal. It feels like a really close attachment that people draw to it. And then they go through his catalog and they find, oh, you know, this tells a complete story. There's a whole narrative here of a person because he pretty much always did what he wanted to do. And that's a rarity in all music history. You know, that's people stand out when they do that. And the only difference, though, is that he didn't promote himself on the road. You know, he wasn't banging out Nilsson Schmilsson, Nilsson Schmilsson, Nilsson Schmilsson. He didn't make 10 albums like that. He just made one. Then he kind of veered off that path and did whatever he wanted to do after that. So I think because of that, people feel a connection with it. They feel like this is an artist. This is a pure musical talent. And for the, you know, those sort of things, I think are timeless, you know, and I think anyone who does it tends to find that their music lives on.
Fans and friends alike all have favorite Nilsson songs. It's hard to pick any one, but this is certainly one of my favorites from 1972. Here's Harry and the Lottery Song. Thanks to everyone who helped us remember the music and the life of Harry Nilsson. Mickey Dolenz, Jimmy Webb, Van Dyke Parks, Curtis Armstrong, David Leaf, Alan Shipton, Al Cooper, and Keith Nilsson. Read Alan's book, watch the documentary, and as we go, listen to some Harry. It'll do what Harry's music always did. It'll make you feel better.
Open your window and take a deep sigh. Think about letting the rest of the world go fly. A kite taking it easy is easy as pie. And holding your hand is such a natural high. I send flowers, we spend hours
Such a natural high.